Merry, Merry Christmas, educators, and welcome to part three, the final episode of our Christmas special in education series, guided by my signature Enrich Me integration system. During this time, as your education enthusiast, your K-12 thought leader, your sister in this work, I give you permission to eat, permission to drink, permission to rest, permission to live, love, laugh, and truly be merry. Because your role is too important, and we all know you cannot pour from an empty cup. Now, I want to be very clear before we go any further in this episode. I am not a therapist. I am not a counselor. But I am someone who cares deeply about you. So if you are in a place that feels heavy, if you are feeling hopeless, if sadness feels louder than usual, please, please, please seek support from a mental health professional. Do that for you. And yes, do that for your K-12 educational thought leader and show host. Please. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk K-12 Education right here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant of Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC, and your K-12 Education Thought Leader, where we design the dynamic learning experiences that convert capabilities into capacity and empower individuals to grow with their learning goals while producing sustainability. Before we jump in, I want to do as I do every week, pause and appreciate you, our listening community. You show up every week ready to learn, ready to grow, and ready to engage in the conversations that move our schools and ultimately our communities forward. Your commitment fuels this show. Now, let's get into it. Hear ye, hear ye. This week's episode is deeply personal to me because I know what it feels like when your flame doesn't just flicker. It feels completely out. I've shared this story before, but today it bears repeating. Let me take you back to December 2012. I was a non-traditional first-year full-time teacher coming in with 2.5 years as a highly successful data-driven school turnaround specialist working as a contracted part-time remediation teacher. And here I was, my first year as a full-time ELA and social studies teacher, living my dream and quietly wondering if I could survive it. I remember walking down the breezeway that December, escorting students to the bus before Christmas break. And I'll be honest with you, my flame blown completely out. I was walking in a haze. Yes, I was grossly underpaid, but more than that, I was overworked, overstimulated, overtired, overworried, overexhausted, overtasked, overobserved, and quite frankly, over it. I had real thoughts, real conversations with myself about whether I would even return after the Christmas break. And if you've ever had that thought, then today's episode is for you. Today, we complete a 3-part Christmas series designed to help educators, leaders, and families navigate the emotional realities of December. This final episode is Light the Flame Again, Restoring Teacher Joy at Christmas. And as always, every episode is powered by my Enrich Me system, which is to evaluate, navigate, reframe in order to integrate capacity habits. Let's start with why this conversation matters, especially right now. December magnifies everything: the joy, the grief, the pressure, the expectations. For educators, this season often comes after months of giving emotionally, mentally, and physically. Teacher joy isn't fluff. It's not optional. It's foundational. You see, when teacher joy dims, relationships suffer. Instruction becomes transactional. Wellness declines, and retention becomes fragile. And this is where Maslow meets Christmas. However, before I unpack Maslow's through a holiday lens, let me share a moment from when I was a buddy mentor to a novice beginning teacher during this time. During one of our mandatory meetings, I was mentoring this beginning teacher, and we opened up our meeting a little something like this from the beginning teacher. It came with, from their end, heavy breathing, tears falling, words couldn't form. They were simply emotionally paralyzed, experiencing many of the same feelings I had in 2012. So here is what I want to talk about, which shows relational leadership in action and clearly models how a teacher can begin reclaiming joy at Christmas. So here is what I did as their beginning teacher mentor. I listened. And when I say I listened, I didn't rush them. I didn't interrupt. I didn't jump into solutions. I let the silence breathe. Because sometimes the bravest thing a teacher can do is finally let the words out. I affirmed, I reminded them that what they were feeling was real and valid. It did not denote weakness or failure. It wasn't a sign that they didn't belong in this profession. I affirmed that exhaustion is not a character flaw, that needing rest does not cancel out their calling, that being overwhelmed in December does not mean you're ineffective. It simply means you are human. And then I did the ultimate. As their mentor, I related. I told them, I've stood exactly where you're standing right now. You see, I shared that there was a December when I questioned whether I would return after break. I let them know that seasoned educators don't avoid burnout. We learn how to navigate through it. And at that moment, something shifted in that beginning teacher. Their shoulders dropped, their breathing slowed, their tears changed from frustration to release. By the end of our conversation, this teacher didn't leave with a new strategy or checklist. They left with permission. Permission to rest without guilt. Permission to enjoy Christmas without carrying school home. Permission to return in January, not fixed, not perfect, but restored enough. And that's how teacher joy begins to return, not with grand gestures, but with being seen, heard, and reminded that the light is still there. And guess what, Let's Talk K-12 Education family? Guess what? Guess what the results of that was? That teacher, just like myself, returned after Christmas break and went on to have a successful second year with strong student data and a renewed confidence. That's the power of addressing needs before expectations. I'll put my car in reverse and I'll drive over that again. That is the power in addressing needs before expectations. What would it look like to give yourself permission to rest this Christmas without guilt? Now, if that question made you pause, even for just a second, that pause is important. Because the truth is, guilt around rest doesn't come from nowhere. It shows up when our most basic needs have been unmet for far too long. And that's where I want to take us next. Before we talk about strategies, before we talk about January, we have to talk about needs. What would it look like to give yourself permission to reset this Christmas without guilt is actually a Maslow question. So let's look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs through a December lens. Because when educators are exhausted, overwhelmed, or emotionally spent, it's not a lack of commitment. It's unmet needs trying to get our attention. And once we understand that, we can begin to restore joy, starting from the ground up. Now, here is Maslow's through a December lens, the physiological, what it looks like, exhaustion, lack of rest, inconsistent meals. Their safety means some of the teachers may say, oh my gosh, job security, evaluation anxiety, especially for those novice beginning teachers, probationary teachers, as we call them here in North Carolina, which are teachers coming into the classroom full time. The first 3 years, they are literally on probation, guys, as beginning teachers. Maybe that way in other states, but that's definitely what it's like here in North Carolina. So when you start experiencing those things, your safety may be at risk. You may feel your job security, evaluation anxiety. I went through all of that when I would see those principals coming in with their iPads or laptops or their notebooks to study me, analyze me, my teaching strategies, instructional strategies. Oh my gosh, my heart would just beat, 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 beat. Classroom behavior. These teachers under Maslow's, when it becomes belonging, feeling isolated, you know, we all have felt that, oh my gosh, this is just me experiencing this. Look at Miss Jane over there, or look at Mr. Locke over there. They just have it all together. So you feel isolated, unseen, unsupported. Then esteem starts happening, questioning, impact, confidence, competence. Then the self-actualization, losing sight of purpose. So here is where I'm going to help you a little. Connecting Maslow's hierarchical needs to my Enrich Me system. You got to evaluate, where am I depleted? And I mean, be completely and totally transparent, even if it means you're not ready to share it with others, but write it down, jot it down. Then navigate, what support do I need right now? And that one is key. So I remember coming in as a beginning teacher, and remember I came in 2012 when North Carolina had adopted the beginning teacher program in alignment with East Carolina University. So that means I came in having tons of support from my school mentor, which me and her actually ended up teaching together. And you're going to get to meet her at some point. I'm going to do a show, an episode with her here, because she means a lot to me. But I also had one on the state level. And even with all of that support as a beginning teacher, to get back to the navigate, what support do I need right now? I had tons of people offering to give me help. But to be completely honest, family, I was so overwhelmed. I didn't even know how they could support me. So that may seem like a trivial, simple question, but honestly, when you're overwhelmed, you do not know how you can get others to support you because you've got 1,780,000 things on your plate of things to do, and you really don't have the tools to navigate and prioritize what needs to come next. So then after we navigate what support I need right now, and I did get to a point after a couple of weeks in and sitting down with how I could get people to support me, I was able to navigate through that and was actually able to help that framework with the beginning teacher. Then you reframe. My struggle does not define my worth. So that means you just are completely honest with to say, I feel overwhelmed, or you could change it to say, there's a lot on my plate and I'm going to get through it one task at a time. That's a good way to reframe how you're feeling and what you're experiencing and what you're dealing with. So then now that you've evaluated and you navigate and then you reframe. So now we get into how to integrate capacity, habits, rest, setting boundaries, reflection, and renewal. Now let's put this into action. Let's walk through the Enrich Me framework intentionally. When we evaluate, pause, be honest, ask, what drained me this semester? What brought me joy? Navigate. Identify who supports me. What must change in December and January? Then we reframe. You shift from, I can't do this anymore, to, I need to do this differently. Now, once we put all those together, how do we begin to integrate capacity habits? We choose one habit. Could be morning stillness, saying no, journaling, and asking for help. Before we close, I want to leave you with something simple and powerful. Your capacity builder challenge this week is called Light the Flame Again. Do one thing that refuels you, a walk, a quiet cup of coffee or cocoa, a conversation that restores you. Write it down, protect it, and repeat it, because you're very much well worth it. And education system is hard enough. We don't need to lose those good, valuable teachers that just want to stand flat-footed in the K-12 setting and make a difference in the lives of those students in order to make a difference in their communities. As we close, ask yourself, what does my flame need right now? If you've listened to every episode of our Christmas in Education series, thank you. For continued inspiration, follow Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC on Facebook and LinkedIn. Before we close today, I have a special Christmas gift to my brothers and sisters in the classrooms making a difference. I want to invite you to do something simple with me. Wherever you are, if you're holding a cup of coffee or cocoa, go ahead and take a sip. If not, just take a deep breath. This next moment isn't about instruction. It's not about strategy. It's not about fixing anything. It's simply about rest. As educators, we spend, and I'm an education consultant now, we spend so much time giving language to others. Tonight, this evening, today, or whenever you're listening to this episode, wrapping up the Christmas in Education series, I want to give language, especially to you for Christmas. So as we prepare to close this final episode of our Christmas in Education series, I invite you to listen, not as a teacher, not as a leader, not as a problem solver, but simply as a human being who has poured deeply this half of the school year. Let this poem, which is my Christmas gift to you, meet you where you are. Let it be a pause. Let it be permission. And here we go. My Christmas gift from your Let's Talk K-12 Education show host, senior education consultant, and K-12 thought leader. This is for you. 'Twas the break before Christmas. Light the flame again. 'Twas the break before Christmas and all through the place. Not a bell was still ringing, not a meeting to face. The laptops were closed with a soft, hopeful cheer. For teachers were resting, their pause had arrived here. The coffee was poured or cocoa just right. Steam danced in the kitchen, warm, gentle, and light. Wrapped up in sweaters, breath finally slow, they settled into stillness they rarely get to know. The papers lay stacked, but for once they could wait. No data, no deadlines deciding their fate. Instead came reflections, both tender and true, of moments they carried the whole year right through. There were students who struggled, then suddenly soared, and days when the giving felt painfully poured. For when educators dim, it's not loss or defeat, it's the cost of a calling that asks them to lead. Christmas whispered softly, your light still remains. It flickers, not faded, beneath all that strain. For light doesn't vanish when weary or worn. It waits to be tended, restored, reborn. No resolution shouted, no pressure to do, just permission to breathe and be human there too. To rest without guilt, to reset with grace, to remember their worth is not tied to a pace. The new year stood waiting, not asking for more, just wellness enough to walk through its door. Not perfect, not polished, just ready and whole, with joy slowly warming each teacher's tired soul. So raise up that mug as the season draws near. Here's to hope, here's to healing, to one moment clear. This Christmas, dear educators, your flame isn't gone. It's glowing once more and the light carries on. This is Let's Talk K-12 Education, where learning meets leadership and capacity becomes community strength. Merry, merry Christmas, educators. May your light your flame again. May you reclaim your wellness. And may you return with restored joy. Until next Tuesday at 7 p.m. right here, Tools for Now.